And with me in the studio by my side is Commissioner Jim Johnson. We have a busy schedule this week, three meetings.
Yeah, it's been quite a year in terms of the number of meetings and the different things we're doing in the county.
Well, on Monday, and I guess again yesterday, began the budget here meetings. This is preliminary stuff in which various departments and people who receive money from the county come and present their needs to you.
Yep.
And speaking of money, where do we stand with the state aids? Do you know what kind of money you're going to get?
Well, we haven't gotten that much. You know, we've been pretty well cut off over the last 3 or 4 years, and they're going to reduce it again a little bit. So that isn't a big part of our budget, but it's one of these things that, you know, they keep chipping away a little here and a little there, and like somebody said, pretty soon it's real money.
At any rate, you're not at a point yet where you're anywhere near trying to determine what you might need. You're just listening to the departments,
right? Yeah, at this point, they're making presentations to us for what their needs are. And then later on, we'll make the harder decisions.
Well, then yesterday was a Human Services Board meeting, followed by the regular board meeting. And something just caught my eye, the Fifth Avenue West Ditch Reconstruction Project. Now, I know that doesn't affect everybody, but it's a little interesting. So just briefly tell me what that's about.
Well, it's that Creechville area. If you go up the New Gunflin Trail and you look straight ahead when you turn left at that corner, you see all those concrete barriers. That's been there since the June 6th storm, was it 2008? So the reconstruction is, that'll be fixed, finally. So,
is that fixed, and what do they do?
Well, they'll take the barriers out, and then they'll create a ditch there that meets state specs.
Speaking of road work type stuff, Devil Track Road, it's kind of rough.
Yeah, we've had some issues there in the last few days. The KGM, the contractor, did a wonderful job, very nice job of completing the gravel portion of the road. But, you know, now that they've kind of moved on to Split Rock, where they came from to begin with, they don't have a lot of equipment there anymore. And the road got real washboardy and a lot of dust in there for a few days. So the county engineer has been in contact with KGM. In fact, when I drove down this morning, of course, after the rain, that helps too. They had the grader in there and smoothing it out again. It was a KGM grader. So KGM is really responsible for maintaining that road until it gets surfaced. And as I understand it, there may be, you know, calcium chloride going down there as well, because it's when they're moved to Split Rock, they may not get to the resurface yet this year. So we'll see. We're still kind of working on that.
What about community center? You met with the folks from Orb Management, and I know you've been looking at site. There have been, the county has identified three sites, but as I understand it, there might be a fourth.
Yeah, the three sites that we were looking at were evaluated, and they all come out fairly close in terms of what would cost for site preparation. And then since we picked those three sites, another site being attached to the school has been discussed again. So we are going to be having a meeting with the school. We've invited them to a meeting to kind of hash that over, see where they're at with that. And we don't want to leave that stone unturned, because there's a lot of people in the community that feel that would be the best place for it to be. So there'll be a fourth option that we'll be looking at again.
Yeah, but in the meantime, things are kind of ground to a halt. And next week, the city and the county are going to get together and talk about the city's participation and the deadlock with on the pool.
Yeah, that's another part of the equation. The two parts of the equation that that we really need to define is the site, and then the city's participation. And, they've got the issues with Burbach that have to be resolved, and We have to figure out what's going to happen to the old pool, and the city is obviously involved in all that, and unless we can have an agreement with the city, it's going to be very difficult to move forward with the community center project as a whole.
Well, then there's one more meeting this week, tomorrow night. You're going to meet with the folks from Sirius Golf Advisors and talk about the golf course.
Isn't this fun? All of these all of these
you
things.
Knew, you knew when you ran for this
Yeah,
office.
What is it? You know, if you can't take the heat, don't get in the kitchen or whatever the
well,
whole thing
here's
is.
The kitchen.
Yeah, we're in the kitchen right now. Yeah, we're going to meet with Sirius again on Thursday night and see where we can go with the golf course. And yeah, if any of us get reelected after this is all over with, it'll be a miracle.
Well, yeah, just pass the responsibility on to somebody else who will get just as frustrated as you are. With the golf course, are we getting closer to some kind of a suggested way to run this thing, or is that what you're going to talk
well,
about?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Part of the report was the management as it is going right now, and there was a whole lot of suggestions for ways that the golf course could be run better right now. So with the meeting with the EDA and the golf course people, we're hoping that that part of the report can be implemented, you know, ASAP, because, you know, that could make them more profitable and more financially stable.
How's the golf season so far, do you know?
It's down from last year, the last we heard, simply because April last year was a good year for weather, and April this year was rainy and cold. But I think...
But the forecasters are promising that we will have summer way into fall. So
good. That's good. I'll take it.
Okay. We've been talking with Commissioner Jim Johnson, and we'll talk with you again, sir, and probably see you at a couple of meetings coming up.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.